It is especially auspicious to be with you in this place tonight. Somaya College is one of the great colleges in India and in the world, a place of higher education. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains the ultimate and most important form of education. Rajavidya Rajaguyam Pavitram Itam Uttamam Pratyakshavagamam Dharamam Shushukam Karatam Avyayam. That the knowledge of Gita is the king of education. It is the most essential and important of all forms of knowledge. And all other branches of knowledge, when they are applied within our life to the basic teachings of Gita, then that knowledge can be of real benefit to ourselves and to the world. But without understanding the transcendental science of the soul, all forms of knowledge, technology, and science only create more serious problems and sufferings within the heart and within the world. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita teaches us that real education is not simply meant for information, but transformation. To transform our character, our lives, into a life in pursuance of truth rather than pursuance of an illusion. The Vedas were spoken for this purpose. Veda is literally translated in the English language as knowledge. We understand that the Vedas are different than other forms of knowledge because the origin is the Supreme Absolute Truth, or God Himself. Tene Brahma Hridaya Adhakavye Muyanti Yatsuraya. The Vedas are explained in the Upanishads to be coming from the breathing of the Lord. They have no beginning and no end. At the beginning of each creation, this knowledge of Sanatan Dharma is imparted by Lord Narayan into the ear of Brahma, who is the original great-grandfather of every living entity. After performing tapasya and hearing submissively from the Lord, Brahma not only understood but realized this knowledge. And in turn, he repeated this exact same message to his disciple, Sri Narada Rishi. And we find within the histories of the Vedic literatures so many great disciples whom Narada Muni imparted this knowledge to. One of them was Vedavyas. Vedavyas specifically incarnated. He was an avatar of Bhagwan in order to put the Vedic teachings in writings. And from him, the four Vedas, the Upanishads, the Puranas, the Itihastas, the Vedanta Sutra was given to human society. And all the various scriptures in the world, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Quran, are all manifestations of this original Vedic knowledge according to a particular time, place, and circumstance. But the message is Sanatan Dharma. And what is the meaning of Sanatan Dharma? Dharma means occupation. But more clearly, the Acharyas explain, Dharma means that which cannot be separated from its source. For instance, the Dharma of sugar is to be sweet. The dharma of fire is to produce heat and light. The dharma of water is liquidity. The dharma of every living entity is to serve. Everyone is engaged in some sort of service. Service to the nation, service to society, service to family, service to one's own senses and mind. And Sanatan Dharma means the eternal occupation, the eternal nature of every living entity. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnera Nityadas. That we are all eternally the servants of Krishna, of Bhagavan. And to serve the Lord with pure, unmotivated love is the supreme occupation for all humanity. Savai pung sang paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje ahoitiki aprati hataya yatma suprasidati. And Bhagavad explains any knowledge, any occupation that does not culminate in a loving transcendental offering of service to the Supreme Lord is srameva hi kevalam. It is all simply a waste of time. Human life is meant for self-realization. Human life is not meant simply for preservation of this body and pleasure of the senses and the mind. Because these opportunities are perfectly available even to the lower species of the insects, the fish, the birds, and the animals. They are eating and sleeping and mating and defending. They have their home, they have their family, they have their way of providing food. They have their ways of enjoying. Today, in the name of modern education, people are simply being trained in more sophisticated processes by which they can eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Becoming two-legged animals. Atato brahma jigyasa. Human life begins when we inquire into the eternal truth of our relationship with God. The Vedas explain there are three ways of achieving knowledge. The first is called pratyaksha, through our sense perception. We absorb so much knowledge within our life by what we see, what we hear, what we taste, what we smell, what we feel. But this type of knowledge is limited. The truth can never be understood simply by this, because our senses are imperfect. When we see the sun in the sky, it appears to be no bigger than our thumb. The next form of knowledge is called anuman. Anuman means theories which are created by material evidence, the inductive process of reasoning, through our mental intelligence to try to grasp higher truths. But this is also very limited, because our mind and our senses and all the theories we create on this basis cannot see what is beyond gross matter. Therefore, the third process of acquiring knowledge is considered the highest, and that is shabda, by hearing from authority. And it's for this reason that the Supreme Personality of Godhead speaks the Vedas and establishes truth within the world. Tadvigyanartham sagurum eva abhigachche. And the Upanishad explains that there's only one way to properly hear from the Vedas, and that is by a proper spiritual master or guru who is coming in disciplic succession from the original teachings that the Lord first instructed to Brahma. Krishna explains in Gita, Tadvidi pranipate na pariprasnena sevaya upadekshantite jnanam jnaninas tattvatarshanaha. If you want to know the truth, approach the spiritual master. Inquire submissively. Render service. In this way, the self-realized soul can impart knowledge to you. because that person has seen the truth and has heard the truth. Srila Prabhupada was such a spiritual master. Sometimes people wanted to worship him as God, but Srila Prabhupada, in his great humility, was very much against this idea. In fact, one time in the Hare Krishna movement, the devotees decided that Prabhupada was Bhagavan, he was God. Although he was being very humble, he was not admitting it. We should worship him as none different than Krishna. And when Srila Prabhupada heard this, he became very much alarmed that this misconception can destroy our whole disciplic succession. The spiritual master is not God. He is the eternal servant of God. He is the messenger of God. Srila Prabhupada explained that he had one qualification, that he was simply repeating what he had heard from his Gurudev without adding or subtracting anything through his words and through his life. When we receive knowledge by this process, then we know for sure we are receiving the real, highest, genuine truth. Srila Prabhupada sometimes said, "I am simply the postal peon of my Guru and Krishna." Evam parampara praptam idam rajashayavatu. The disciplic succession of truth has come through the various sampradayas. And this is the system the Vedas recommend, the only system that we can understand, Rajavidya, Rajuguyam, the real secrets of the truth, the knowledge of the soul. Bhagavad Gita teaches that the eternal soul, which is full of knowledge and full of bliss, is the active force, the person residing within everyone's heart. And the soul temporarily takes residence within the body. But the body is temporary. It is subjected to so many sufferings. Ariyatmaka, aridaivaka, aribhotaka. Sufferings caused by disease of the mind and the body. Sufferings caused by other living beings. Sufferings caused by natural disturbances. And we cannot escape these threefold miseries. And ultimately, there is birth, old age, disease, and death, which no one can avoid. This is the condition of the body, whether you are Mahatma or whether you are Duratma, whether you are the grossest atheistic materialist or whether you are the greatest saint. Your body will grow old, get diseased, and die, because that is the law of nature. But what is the difference? The Mahatmas, those broad-minded souls, they realize through direct experience, through the blessings of God coming through parampara, that they are that eternal soul. Vasamsi janani yathavihaya. And death is simply a change of clothes for such great souls. We can experience the unlimited treasure of transcendental pleasure that we are all seeking when we understand through experience that our true identity is we are eternally part of God, that we are full of bliss, that we are the eternal servant of the Lord. And being the servant of the Lord naturally means to serve everything in relationship to the Lord. And everything within creation is in relation to the Lord. Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate. Whatever assets we have in the form of intelligence, material abilities, wealth, it is all meant to be utilized for our real benefit and for the benefit of human society. And what is the greatest need in human society? There is poverty. The age of Kali Yuga is an age of great poverty. Yes, we see so much hunger and homelessness. But this type of poverty is not the real problem. The cause of this poverty is the poverty of the heart. People are spiritually stricken with poverty. And therefore they are lonely. They are miserable. Their lives are aimless. And they are trying to fill this great gap, this great void, with so many artificial forms of intoxication, like novels and televisions and cinemas and social events and all various forms of drinking and drugs. And whether you are in the mode of goodness, passion, or ignorance, there are various ways of trying to somehow or other forget the void, the emptiness within our hearts. Because the heart is looking for, longing for, that eternal loving relationship with God. And this process of bhakti, which Srila Prabhupada has brought to the world, can transform our hearts and our lives into a life in pursuance of the highest truth. Srila Prabhupada taught us, just chant Hare Krishna and be happy. This Hare Krishna mantra is the very conclusion and essence of all knowledge of the Vedas. And it is the most important responsibility for every human being. Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj recited a beautiful sloka from the Bhagavat. Kalera dosa nide rajan asti heka mahanguna kirtanareva krishnasya mukta sanga param brajet. This age of Kali Yuga which we are living in now is an ocean of faults. And you cannot change that. During the monsoon rain season you cannot stop the rain. But you can protect yourself from the rain and not suffer due to its influence. And you can help others do the same. So similarly, in this ocean of faults, manda sumanda matayo manda bhagya upadrita, there is one and only one benediction. That simply chanting the holy names of Krishna, anyone and everyone can achieve the supreme perfection of liberation. And that same Lord Sri Krishna who spoke the Bhagavatam, who is glorified in the pages of Bhagavat and Gita, descends in this world in the age of Kali as the Yugavatar, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya descended to teach by his example how everyone can achieve real happiness in this life. Lord Chaitanya, while living in Navadvip, would have wonderful, wonderful kirtans in the home of one of his devotees, Srivas, throughout the entire night. And his most intimate, loving associates, all paramhamsas, pure devotees of the Lord, would experience the ultimate ecstasy of prema bhakti through the chanting of Krishna's names. Because Krishna is none different than his name. And during the time, many blasphemers, atheists, materialistic religious pundits, they were criticizing the Lord in so many ways. But the innocent common people of the town, they very much defended Lord Chaitanya. And one day, they came to his home in the early morning. And they all brought gifts for him, simple gifts, bananas, cloth, and so forth. And they bowed down. And then Lord Chaitanya taught the common people of this world how they could achieve the perfection of life. With tears of love and compassion for everyone in his eyes and folded palms, he begged the citizens of this world, please, devotedly serve Lord Krishna. Please always chant the holy name of Krishna and discuss his glories. Please, with great happiness, hear this Maha Mantra, the greatest of all mantras, the proper medicine that can cure the disease of ignorance and suffering to all living beings. Take this Maha Mantra as your life and soul. Chant these 16 names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. That same Supreme Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead, who appeared as Varaha Dev and destroyed the demon Hiranyaksha. He appeared as Lord Narasingha Dev, and with his claws he killed Hiranyakashipu. He appeared as Lord Sri Ramchandra, and with his arrow and bow he destroyed the demon Ravana. He appeared as Lord Krishna, and with his Sudarshan Chakra he killed so many demons. Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratveshe Namaha. In this age of Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in his most compassionate and merciful form. Rather than killing the fallen souls, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chatuskritam, with folded hands he comes with all humility and he begs us, please take this Maha Mantra. Chant the japa of this Maha Mantra through the day. By doing so, you will achieve all the perfections of life. Wherever you are, at any time, in all circumstances, chant the holy names of the Lord. In your own homes, with your parents, with your children, with your wife or husband, gather together, or with your friends. It's very simple. Anyone could do it. Clap your hands and chant the holy names of the Lord, the great Maha Mantra. In this way, Lord Chaitanya instructed the whole world of the Yuga Dharma. And the devotees, when they heard his instructions, it went into their hearts. And they bowed down to the Lord. And Lord Chaitanya lifted each person up and embraced him. And put straw between his teeth. And with folded palms, in all humility, the Supreme Absolute Truth is begging us, my brothers and sisters, please, day and night, always remember Krishna, always serve Krishna, and always remember his holy name. When the devotees heard the Lord and saw him, they wept tears, and they went to their homes, and they all began chanting the holy names. In fact, through the day, all that was heard throughout the city of Navadvip was the chanting of the names of the Lord.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And with jubilant hearts, with their body, their mind, and their words, they absorb themselves in the beautiful sound of the holy name. And from every house could be heard the beautiful sounds of the mridangas and the karatals, as each family and all their friends and relatives came together to perfect their homes, to perfect their families, to perfect their human lives by chanting the Maha Mantra. In this way, the chanting of the holy names began to spread from village to village. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the Yuga Dharma throughout India. But he saved a very special part of his mission for a very special soul who descended into this world for only one purpose: to show the greatest compassion and mercy to all humanity. And that soul was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. At the age of 70 years old, on the instruction of His Guru Maharaj, with all the power of the parampara and Bhagavan behind him, he traveled alone and penniless to America. And there, sitting in a park, he gave the same instructions as Lord Chaitanya gave to the world. Please, with great humility he spoke, please, perfect your lives. Stop decorating your bodies throughout the day. Your bodies are dying. They are ultimately meant to be the food for worms or birds or fire. Stop wasting your lives sleeping. Wake up. Wake up. Realize and understand the eternal bliss of your heart and chant the holy names of Krishna. In this way, gradually a few people began to chant and dance with him. And soon, millions of people throughout the world took to this Harinam Sankirtan movement and gave up all sinful and materialistic ways. Grihe thako, vane thako, sada hari bole thako. Whether you are a grihasta living at home or whether you are a sannyasi or brahmachari living in the forest or in the ashram, it doesn't matter. What matters is we live a God-centered life, a pure life, and utilize whatever we can do in the service of the Lord and purify our hearts and find eternal joy by chanting Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada took the name of the Lord and the message of Gita to every town and village throughout the world practically. And we are here tonight to honor that great Mahatma, the greatest spiritual ambassador of India. And the more the people of India appreciate him and take serious the gift that he has given us, the more your lives, your family, the nation, and the world will achieve the greatest benefit. Thank you very much. Utilize our body, mind, and words fully in the glorification of the Lord.